Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
How do you manage to feel like a pretty stinky mom on Mother's Day? You do what I did. Oh, man. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Now, so, Mother's Day is So we were in the city, okay, and we went to go see Blue Man Group.
It was a big surprise, right? They took you to it, but you knew what it was because, you know, Hayden can't keep a secret
she's seven.
So she's leaking it out. She's like, remember that time you wanted to go see Blue Man Group and we didn't go?
that's exactly what we did.
So did you like the show? It is a good show.
The show was fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great show.
Really, it's family friendly, and it was fantastic, and we really had a nice time. But as we leave, I say the usual mom thing to her. I go, do you have to go potty before we leave?
Mm-hmm.
And she says the usual kid thing. No, I don't have to go.
Nope,
I don't have to go.
I'm good.
Right. So then, 5 minutes after leaving the theater,
she has to go.
Of course. Like, that's it's the story of my life, you know?
Right.
I got to go. And whenever Hayden has to go, all of a sudden it becomes an emergency.
It's like, the only thing that you guys, that's on your radar.
Right. I got to go potty. So now we're like in the middle of Greenwich Village, and I'm like, all right. So I'm trying to figure out where to go, and I see a Starbucks. And I'm like, perfect. This is where I'll take her, because Starbucks is notorious for having toilets available for children.
All right.
I don't know if they're notorious for that, but I know that they never say no to me when I say, can I bring my daughter to the bathroom?
That's very nice of them.
It really is. So I go to go inside, right?
It's the only place that's nice in New York that's ready to let you go.
Right. Otherwise, it's hard to find a toilet in New York City. Let me tell you.
Right.
You better be ready to buy something. Otherwise, you're not
right.
going. So I go to open the door, and she's standing in front of me. And I do the terrible mom thing where I'm like rushing. I'm trying to get her in. It's urgent. She's got to. And I open the door, and I clock her in the forehead. And I mean, it was hard. And the minute.
And it's a big metal door.
It's a big metal door. And you hear the boom. And I go, oh my God, was that your head? And then she looks at me, and it's the silence before the scream.
Right.
Moms, you know what I'm talking about. It's the...
Let me draw breath before I let it fly.
All right, and now she's hysterical, and I see this welt on her forehead, so I grab her, and I scoop her up, and I'm standing outside the door.
You concussed her.
Right, and I'm like, Maya, I'm sorry. Mommy didn't mean to hurt you. Mommy didn't mean to hurt you.
And now people are walking by hearing all this, thinking, that's a terrible woman.
Today's Mother's
Day. What's wrong with that woman?
And this woman just you know, banged her daughter's head.
That child gave you a sucker fish.
And she gave me a sucker fish for Mother's Day, and I just clocked her in the head with this Starbucks door, and I'm trying to calm her down, and then, you know, and she all of a sudden she sounds like Nancy Kerrigan. Why? Why, mommy? Why? And I'm like, I'm sorry, Hayden. I didn't do it on purpose. Mommy didn't mean to do this.
Oh, you did it on purpose.
But then it's funny how, like, the minute they get over it, it's like done. So all of a sudden she finally stops crying. All the people on the street stop looking at me, and she's like, I really gotta pee. And I'm like, all right.
Right.
And the worst part is, because
not only is, if you had held her out there rocking her much longer, you would have also been, you know, the one responsible for her, you know, peeing her pants.
Exactly. It's the worst. And I'm curious, am I the only, like, when you accidentally hurt your child, right? It's got to be the worst feeling. Does anybody have a story like that, too? Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. I accidentally clocked my 7-year-old daughter in the head yesterday with a door at Starbucks, and I was rushing.
Accidentally, huh?
Of course it was by accident. You think on Mother's Day I want everyone in New York City judging me as I hold my daughter while she's hysterically crying?
Annoying you quickly right after you left an event, right? You were like, you got to use a potty? No. Okay, I'll show you now that you have to go. Bonk.
I think as a parent, man, you understand that feeling, and it stinks. 1-800-330-9999. Have you ever accidentally hurt your kid?
I've hurt my daughter so many times trying to get her into the car seat when she was little. If I had a dime for every time I hit her on the head trying to get her into the car, I wouldn't have to work.
See? I'm not alone. Other people do it too.
Mm-hmm. You're all going to hell.